It's a Heidel Minicast. And now, Scott Clark.
Today's Heidelcast comes from John Calvin's commentary on the first book of Moses called Genesis. And the passage is Genesis chapter 9, verse 10. And Calvin writes, "Although the favor which the Lord promises extends also to animals, yet it is not in vain that he addresses himself only to men who, by the sense of faith, are able to perceive this benefit. We enjoy the heaven and the air in common with the beasts and draw the same vital breath, but it is no common privilege that God directs his word to us, whence we may learn with what paternal love he pursues us." And here, three distinct steps are to be traced. First, God, as in a matter of present concern, makes a covenant with Noah and his family, lest they should be afraid of a deluge for themselves. Secondly, he transmits his covenant to posterity. Not only that, as by continual succession, the effect may reach to other ages, but they who should afterwards be born might also apprehend this testimony by faith, and might conclude that the same thing which had been promised to the sons of Noah was promised to them. Thirdly, he declares that he will be favorable also to brute animals, so that the effect of the covenant towards them might be the preservation of their lives only, without imparting to them sense and intelligence. Hence, the ignorance of the Anabaptists may be refuted, who deny that the covenant of God is common to infants, because they are destitute of present faith. As if, truly, when God promises salvation to 1,000 generations, the fathers were not intermediate parties between God and their children, whose office it is to deliver to their children, so to speak, from hand to hand, the promise received from God. But as many as withdraw their life from this protection of God, since the greater part of men either despise or ridicule this divine covenant, deserve, by this single act of ingratitude, to be immersed in eternal fire. For although this be an earthly promise, yet God designs the faith of his people to be exercised, in order that they may be assured that a certain abode will, by his special goodness, be provided for them on earth until they shall be gathered together in heaven.
Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow for more from the Heidelcast, brought to you by HeidelbergReformationAssociation.org. Don't forget, when the coin in the coffer clinks, the cost of bandwidth shrinks. Copyright Heidelberg Reformation Association, all rights reserved. This is a Heidel Media production.